Theater critic Michael Bourne can't complain about all the Broadway shows opening night after night, not when he's enjoying so much three of Broadway's best back on stage in a new musical and a classic comedy.
Kevin Kline is the ablest farceur of his generation. Physically and verbally, adroit, like no other actor. He's as graceful with witty dialogue as with a pratfall. He's the embodiment of Gary Essendine, a Barrymore-like and somewhat autobiographical matinee idol Noel Coward, played himself in Present Laughter. He's of a certain age, but is nonetheless handsome, as he reassures himself whenever he's passing a mirror. And women of all ages love him, including in the play, a googly ingenue, the predatory wife of his producer, who's also the mistress of his director, his own not-so-foolish, not-quite ex-wife, also an apparently insane playwright who's besotted with him, and his indefatigable secretary, who somehow keeps track of all the traffic around Gary's virtual self-museum of an apartment. I laughed out loud more often than I have on Broadway for about an eon, mostly because Kevin Kline is so magisterially funny in Present Laughter. He's a front runner for another Tony Award, and so are Patti LuPone and Christine Ebersole in the running, unless they cancel each other out in the voting for War Paint. It's a new, yet colorfully and melodically old-fashioned musical about Helena Rubinstein and Elizabeth Arden, two of the first and most successful women in business in the 1920s and for decades thereafter, revolutionizing and actually creating an industry selling cosmetics. They double-handedly changed the look and character of women's beauty in American culture. They also hated each other. As if Queen Elizabeth and Mary Queen of Scots at war with cold cream and lipstick. Rubinstein was Jewish. Ireland came from a lower class, and both triumphed against all odds. But War Paint is mostly a one-conflict, high-stakes melodrama, enlivened mostly by two of Broadway's grandest dames. Scott Frankel composed the songs tunefully. Michael Corey wrote some of the smartest lyrics I've heard since Sondheim, and both stars have several show-stopping arias. I believe only Patti LuPone and Christine Ebersole could have blown the roof off singing. In War Paint, I'm Michael Bourne.
How does it feel to be good looking? To go around spreading that old sex appeal. Never any problem getting a booking. Good looking. How does it feel? How does it feel to be a big winner? Do you have to pinch yourself to prove that it's real? The world is just your Sunday dinner.